Details. My name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Now, Zambia is projected to record its highest ever maize harvest, with a production expected to reach nearly 5 million metric tons during the 2025-2026 farming season. According to the Crop Focusing Survey, total crop out is projected at about 5.1 million metric tons, representing a 29% increase in maize production compared to last season. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Anga says that the strong performance reflects a continued recovery from the 2023-2024 drought and has been driven by favorable weather and government interventions under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP. Mr. Gangwa says that the country is expected to record a maize surplus of about 2.5 million metric tons, with total maize availability projected at 6.7 million metric tons against national requirement of 4.2 million metric tons. He adds that government has since lifted restrictions on maize exports to promote regional trade and boost farmer incomes, while also strengthening storage and marketing systems. Mr. Gangwa, however, cautioned that the 2026-2027 farming season could experience below average rainfall activities, urging farmers to adopt climate resilient farming methods.
We are dedicated to the best producer. The country is projected to increase crop production volume of critical commodities, including maize, rice, soybeans, and wheat, compared to the 2024-2025 agriculture. Ladies and gentlemen, the strong performance we're experiencing in the crop sector is a positive response attributed to relatively favorable weather conditions, coupled with targeted interventions by government and stakeholders. The performance is also anchored on progressive strategies framed under the Comprehensive Agriculture Transformation Support Program and the 8th National Development Plan.
Meanwhile, Millers Association of Zambia President Andrew Chintala says that the bumper harvest should lead to a reduction in mealie meal prices. Mr. Chintala says that increased maize production and carryover stocks are expected to stabilize and force prices of maize products to start reducing in line with market conditions.
We have enough maize, and therefore it's just a common principle in terms of the market dynamics that the supply would definitely be above the demand. So the normal thing to see in the market is that prices have to start falling now in terms of the maize byproduct. So without any interferences, without any human intervention, prices must begin to respond. You know, what this food balance sheet has done is that it is speaking now to the market. It has actually brought most of the concerns that were around what is the way forward. So in response to that question, definitely it's an obvious, it's a given. Prices of minimum should begin to drop because of the figures that we have.
Kawe Centre aspiring Member of Parliament Donny Mwenda has a court for respect of people's will amid concerns over unregulated mining activities in Kafulamase area of Luansanse Ward. Mr. Mwenda says that mining activities must not be allowed to take place everywhere at the expense of citizens' homes, livelihoods and dignity, warning that such development risks displacing innocent residents. He has expressed concern over reports of the people of Kafulamase facing displacement due to what he describes as the interest of the few selfish individuals allegedly influenced by suspected Chinese investors. Mr. Mwenda further notes that there are serious allegations from residents, including claims that land and plots have been grossly undervalued in the process. He says that the people's voice is currently consulting a legal team which is prepared to offer free legal support to affected residents of Kafulamase to determine whether the municipal council's decision can be legally reversed or challenged through an injunction. He has also warned all those involved in the alleged scandal to be ready to account for and refund any money received from the so-called investors. Mr. Mwenda adds that offering 5,000 kwacha to families for their land, homes and future is not only inadequate but an insult to the intelligence and dignity of the affected people. He says that the residents have clearly spoken and do not want to be displaced, stressing that he will never stand with injustice in any form.
Needs to know from the office bearers at the council, at the municipal council, in what capacity it is that they transacted with the said Chinese, because those are pure illegalities. Those plots were advertised in the past, and they were numbered, and there are people that own those plots. So for them to change the usage of land from residential plots to something commercial in form of a mine, that is one thing that we are very much concerned about. And it's clear that the people of Kaplamase have refused to be displaced and be compensated.
The Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, detected 10 forged grade 12 certificates during the qualification and verification process for aspiring candidates ahead of the 2026 general elections. Speaking during a media briefing, ECZ Executive Director Dr. Michael Chilala expressed concern that some aspiring leaders continue presenting false qualifications despite the council having capable systems of identifying fake documents. The verification exercise was conducted to confirm all aspiring candidates meet the constitutional academic qualification requirements ahead of the 2026 general elections. According to Article 70, Subsection 1D, 100, Subsection 1E, 153, Subsection 4C, and 154, Subsection 2D of the Constitution of Zambia, individuals seeking elections as president, member of parliament, mayor, or councillor must obtain a minimum academic qualification of a grade 12 certificate or its equivalent. Dr. Chilala said that the development is disappointing, although the number represents a significant reduction from the hundreds of forged documents detected during the 2016 exercise.
Allow me to indicate that to our disappointment
to the 90s systems designed to detect fraudulent submissions. Dr. Chilala added that the cases have since been reported to law enforcement agencies for further investigations and action. Meanwhile, the council issued 10,731 qualification confirmation letters following the completion of the verification exercise, with 10,020 processed through the online system and 711 through physical submissions.
Allow me to indicate that to our disappointment, a total of 10 documents were found not genuine or forged. Of course, this is a significant reduction from the hundreds of documents in 2016 that we found forged. But we still find it disappointing that people still turn up with forged documents and think that we are unable, or we may be unable, to detect them. I just want to warn those who think like that, that we have the appropriate records and we have the appropriate systems to detect such cheating. People shouldn't waste their time in this manner.
Human rights lawyer and aspiring member of parliament for Namwala constituency, Mono Mopane, has held President Againde Ichilema for promoting constitutionalism and the rule of law in the country. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mopane has held President Ichilema's stance on the rule of law without selectively or favor, irrespective of who has committed the offense. He has further stated that the President Ichilema has brought a different style of leadership, which according to him has contributed to economic growth and stability in the country. Mr. Mopane has described Zambia's economy as one that was previously in an intensive care unit, ICU, but is now showing signs of recovery and improvement. He also criticized the previous administration, alleging that they lacked the competence and capacity needed to effectively coordinate national development for the benefit of Zambians. Mr. Mopane further notes that government's decentralization efforts are beginning to bear fruits, citing the empowerment of constituencies to manage and spend funds on solar projects in energy projects.
The president believes when somebody has abrogated the constitution, there are courts of law. The courts of law will decide on what kind of punishments. No more these punitive actions which were taken by the previous leaders, where people were just shot at like chickens. Not anymore. What else has President Hakainde brought in? We have seen the way our economy has grown. This is the economy which was in the negative. Now as we are speaking, it's in the positive. Is it okay? Is this an okay thing? Absolutely. Why was it not done that way before? It was because the people who were there had no know-how how to proceed. And the other thing was lack of competency, ability and capacity to ensure that things are coordinated properly for the benefit of the people of Zambia.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist and chartered accountant Henry Mulea says that Zambia's manganese industry has reached a critical point as 16 smelters located largely around Serenge are forced to share just 5 megawatts of electricity. Mr. Mulea says that the available power is only enough to run one plant at a time, and the deficit threatens not only $400 million in annual export revenue, but the survival of the entire sector. The Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry has revealed that Zambia is losing